From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The family of a black man shot by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, has released cell phone video of the shooting in which officers are repeatedly heard telling the victim to drop the gun. In the video, Rekia Scott tells officers her husband doesn't have a gun, but he has a traumatic brain injury and won't hurt them. She says, "Keith, don't let them break the windows," as she urges him to get out of his car. Rekia Scott tells him don't do it, but it's not clear exactly what she's referring to. Officers tell Scott to drop a gun, but it's unclear from the footage whether he has a weapon. Police are then heard firing four times. Officers have said that Scott was armed, but witnesses say that he held a book. After the shooting, Rekia Scott tells officers she's not coming near them, that she's going to record them. Scott's body is face down, and it's not clear whether the officers are trying to help him or check for a weapon. Meanwhile, the Charlotte police chief says he will not immediately release dash cam and body cam video of the incident. Chief Kerr Putney said at a news conference Friday that he wanted to be deliberate in delivering the information.
Now that more evidence has come in, it would be a proper time, but right now what I can tell you is the State Bureau of Investigations has the lead. And they have to play catch-up to get to the point where they have all the pieces of the puzzle so that they can then give the fuller picture of exactly what happened.
Also Friday, police announced they have arrested a man in connection with the shooting death of a demonstrator during a protest around the shootings in Charlotte on Wednesday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. At least